वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सारस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनम ज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्ट दृशामेश पुराणान् बोधुनोदितः. This morning we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 21, Venugitam. And we were on the concluding verse of that chapter, text number 20. विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः वर्णयन्त्यो मिथो गोप्यः क्रीडास्तन्मयतां ययोः एवं विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः वर्णयन्त्यो मिथो गोप्यः क्रीडास्तन्मयतां ययोः एवं विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः वर्णयन्त्यो मिथो गोप्यः क्रीडास्तन्मयतां ययोः. एवं विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः वर्णयन्त्यो मिथो गोप्यः क्रीडास्तन्मयतान्ययोः एवं वृन्दावनचारिणः एवं विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः वर्णयन्त्यो मिथो गोप्यः क्रीडास्तन्मयतान्ययोः. लेडीस्, एवं विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः वर्णयन्त्यो मिथो गोप्यः क्रीडास्तन्मयतां ययोः एवं विधा भगवतो या वृन्दावनचारिणः Varnayantyo mitho gopyaha Kridastanmayatam yayohom Evam vidha bhagavato Yavrindavanacharinaha Varnayantyo mitho gopyaha Kridastanmayatam yayohom Evam vidha Such Bhagavataha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yaha, which Vrindavanacharinaha, who was wandering in the Vrindavan forest, Varnayantyaha, engaged in describing, Mithaha, among one another. Gopyaha, the gopis. Kridaha, the pastimes. Tatsmayatam, fullness in ecstatic meditation upon him. Yayuhu, they attained. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Thus, narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in the Vrindavan forest, the gopis became fully absorbed in thoughts of him. Please repeat. Thus, narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in the Vrindavan forest, the gopis became fully absorbed in thoughts of him. Report. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada comments, quote, "This is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness. To somehow or other remain always engrossed in thoughts of Krishna. The vivid example is always present in the behavior of the gopis. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya declared that no one can worship the Supreme Lord by any method that is better than the method of the gopis. The gopis were not born in very high Brahmin or Kshatriya families. They were born in the families of Vaishyas, and not in big mercantile communities, but in the families of cowherd men. They were not very well educated, although they heard all sorts of knowledge from the Brahmanas, the authorities of Vedic knowledge. The gopis' only purpose was to remain always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna," end quote. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled "The Gopis Glorify the Song of Krishna's Flute." Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Shchip He Krishna Karuna Sintho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarukhyascha Pripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Madhvavira Vigopala Sri Puryat Kripaya Yadi Tadaiva Sampayaha Pitva Rishye Yustad Priyajanaha O Gopal, please kindly accept even my words as your cows. Only then will your beloved devotees enjoy their milk. You all of you great Vaishnavas kindly bless me that I can speak a few words on this most exalted topic for which I'm thoroughly unqualified. We are now entering a new phase of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can feel it coming. In the next chapter especially, some of Krishna's most intimate pastimes are beginning to unfold before our very eyes, and more importantly before the very eyes of the gopis. And this is called Purvaraga. The gopis are falling in love with Krishna. They don't know him yet, but they're so attracted they cannot resist. Here no one can resist. This is the whole point of the chapter. Even demigods' wives cannot resist. Even demigods themselves, great sages, their minds are completely confused by the sound of Krishna's flute, and they forget all about their so-called meditation on whatever it was they were meditating on. And they become thoroughly fascinated. We should be fascinated by Krishna. That is a healthy sign, because Krishna is fascinating. I think it's in the maybe Alankar Kaustubha somewhere. Kavi Karnapur describes that the essence of rasa is fascination. To be completely, what is the word for this? Not exactly, yeah, chamatkar, but to be completely infatuated. You just, whatever it is you're hearing or seeing, you've just got to have more of it. That has to happen. And it's unfortunately not happening to us most of the time, because we have the wrong mentality. We still have to work on that. We're here in Vrindavan by some unimaginable good fortune. Well, not by some unimaginable good fortune, by the good fortune that was created for us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the savior of the modern world. Srila Prabhupada has created this facility here, Krishna Balaram Mandir, for everyone to come and try to emulate the behavior of the gopis, and to try to somehow or other aspire to attain some reflection of the exalted love that these gopis have. No one loves Krishna more than these gopis. And Srila Prabhupada has quoted that in his purport here. He's paraphrasing. Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, who wrote in his Chaitanya Mata Manjusha commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Adadhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayastadhama Vrindavanam Ramyaka Chirupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Naparaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be worshipped as Krishna, the son of Vraja's king. His eternal abode is Vrindavana. The mode of worship most pleasing to him is that practiced by the women of Vraja. Srimad Bhagavatam is the pristine scriptural evidence, and pure love of God is the highest objective of mankind. This is the doctrine of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we hold in the utmost regard. So ramya kachit upasana vajavadhu vargina ya kalpita, what was imagined by them, ya kalpita, or created by them, you can say. And we're seeing this in this chapter. This is their method of worship. The acharyas have commented on this verse in various ways. I will begin with, well, Sanatana Goswami in his Vaishnava Toshini. He says that the gopis were describing many other pastimes other than those that are mentioned in these 20 verses that we've been studying lately. Many other pastimes also they described, and he says that Shukadeva Goswami is as if saying here, I can only describe a few of these. So now he concludes his description. The gopis describe the pastimes which bewilder the world, since they belong to Bhagavan, who displays his powers excellently by playing at his will in Vrindavan. Another meaning is that they describe the pastimes as he wandered in Vrindavan, especially, not just in Vraj general, but Vrindavan in particular. Seeing him in Vraja often, instead of Charinaha, sometimes the word Viharina is used in this verse. We have an alternate Parhantara, alternate reading. Describing those pastimes, the gopis became absorbed in Bhagavan. This is Tanmayata. Constantly glorifying him and hearing about him. Or they became absorbed in pastimes with him. That is also Tanmayata. We'll describe more about that. They use the word tad. Tad is a neuter pronoun, that. Because they cannot mention his name. In fact, they can't even get too personal. They're overcome with intense sorrow in the fire of prema because they're not always seeing him. Here the word gopya, feminine plural noun, means the cowherd women. And it suggests that this absorption in Krishna consciousness was their very nature. Gopya. Their greatest fortune of having the highest prema is indicated here. Jiva Goswami also says very little about this verse. He says, Tanmayatam Kridamayatam, means absorption in his pastimes. This is all reflected in the Srila Prabhupada's purport. Not like we're missing anything there. Back to Srinath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary. He says, Tanmayatam means Tadeka Matra Spurya. By this manifestation of that very thing exclusively that they have been meditating on. What did they get? Sandrananda Sambhogam. I don't know how to translate that in this context. Maybe we can say the intense bliss of Sambhoga, direct enjoyment with the Lord. Can't really. English language is not sufficient. So these dear ones are speaking in verses like yesterday we heard very nicely, all the previous verses, 20 verses. So they're going from forest to forest. Vanam anuvanam means vane vane. Kvachit kadachit vrindavane, kadachit bhandiravane, ityadi. So they're wandering around as if mad in separation from Krishna. And evam vidha, in this verse, the word Bhagavata means Sri Krishna, of course. Not both, one might wonder, because we have been hearing about both Krishna and Balaram. But the gopis are particularly focused on Krishna, so it means him. And that's why mithaha. Mithaha means in confidence, according to Srinath Chakravarti Thakur. Or it can also mean among themselves. Mito rahasi anyanyam va. We might recall back in text number 3 of this chapter, swasakhibi, they were speaking amongst their friends only. It was a private group. It was a clique, if you will. Somehow or other, you have to think about how to get into that group. From where we stand here today, how to imagine how to enter these confidential things. But it is possible by divine grace, and particularly by the divine grace of these gopis, and particularly by their foremost servant, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's mercy. Therefore, we're all so fortunate. So, that was the manifestation on which they were solely focused, somehow or other, to get into His association, Krishna. The gopis are thinking like this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also goes further. He says, he usually goes further. Shukdev Goswami summarizes and sums up the chapter here in this verse. The gopis attain the platform of being filled with Krishna, Tanmayatam. That's how he takes it. How do they get there? By describing Krishna's flute playing, his forest rambling, and his cowherding pastimes. The word mitha with one another refers to mitha rahasi, which we've already heard from Srinath Chakravarti. In other words, meeting one another in a secluded place. This is a private conversation. Not just anybody can even hear these things. So how fortunate are we that Shukdev Goswami gave it to us in the Srimad Bhagavatam. All these things are very, very private. You don't find them in other Vedic literature even. Only in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is why Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Some versions have Puranam Amalam. Either way it works. It is absolutely stainless, this Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no karma or gyan here, only pure bhakti. So these things can be said here. We've already heard, I think, that there are some in the audience at Nainisharanya. In the bank of the Ganges, who were listening to this discussion between Shukdev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, and he could see from their faces, Parikshit Maharaj, that some of them were disturbed. Because it's not, even if you're a great sage, or Prabhupada mentions in his purport, big Brahmins, big Kshatriyas, even wealthy Vaishyas, big important people in society, but it doesn't guarantee that you can understand these things. Unless you somehow, Charya Vaishnava Seva Pai Chenishtar Keva, unless you get some mercy from a Vaishnava, you can't come to the platform in which understanding these things is even possible. So, they were meeting each other in a secluded place. Then following after their Kanta, their lover Krishna, the gopis met, he says, they actually met Krishna in a private place and actually engaged in different intimate pastimes with him. We've already heard a hint of this when he said Sandrananda Sambhoga. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur brings it out into the open. They actually met Krishna in a private place and engaged in very intimate pastimes with him. This is how also the gopis attain the state of Tanmayatam, because the word Tanmayata can also mean union with him. But here he takes it as absorption in ecstatic meditation upon Krishna's pastimes and enchantment, Anandamoham cha, in transcendental ecstasy. Now, later on, the gopis say in Bhagavatam, in the Ras Panchatyayi, 10:29:36, O lotus-eyed one, from the time we touched your feet with our hands, we could no longer live with our husbands. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur concludes, he quotes this verse and he concludes, therefore it's reasonable to say that at this point the gopis enjoyed with Krishna. So, yeah, there's a lot that can be said about this word Tanmaitan. Maybe later if we have some time we will say more. But if anyone is interested in this idea, which has just been mentioned, you can study Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 29, Text 39, 36, and the explanations given by our acharyas on those verses. Very, very deep topic matter above me. Baladev Vidyabhushan, in his Vaishnavanandini, he also says, Upasamharati Evamiti, this verse is summing up. He concludes, whatever pastimes the Lord performed wandering in Vrindavan, the gopis entered those as they were describing them. When we describe Krishna's pastimes, we don't enter them necessarily. Maybe sometimes in our greatest moments, moments that Bilvamangala Thakur says are the real thing that count out of all moments in this life, that those times when you feel some connection with Krishna, or as we use the word already, tanmayatan, maybe even some program. He said that's what matters. Those are the moments that matter. So maybe some of us can get a glimpse of this sometimes. But we still have so far to go. So the gopis, when they describe these pastimes, they were there, they witnessed them, and they immediately entered those pastimes. Then he brings up a doubt. This is Baladev Vidyabhushan, little conservative. He says, if anyone thinks that attachment to the beautiful eyebrows of Hari, the son of King Nanda, might pollute the character, if even those who know the meaning of scripture and who possess good family, aristocracy, and behavior, proper behavior, achara, they're weak in their understanding because there's no such corroboration of this notion in the Shastra. Moreover, he says, instead, the actual conclusion is that the highest bhakti belongs to these gopis, bhakta-vatsalata, love of the devotees. And this will be shown in the five chapters of Rasa Panchatyaya. We've already quoted from that section. Then he gives his own little summary here. Yad yad jagara govindo vrindaranye vishcheshtitam premane trais tadalokya prochur gopyo grihasthitaha. Even though these cowherd women were grihasthas, technically speaking, they were situated, grihasthitas, he was here. They were situated in household life, but when they saw those pastimes with prema netra, with the eyes of love, then they entered into this ecstasy. Whatever activities Govinda performed in the forest of Vrindavan, in particular, Vrindavan, the gopis who were situated in household life described as they saw these. And they describe these with the eyes of love. This is what we're hearing in this chapter. And he's ending it in this way. Sridhar Swami also gives his own conclusion here, although he doesn't say much in Bhavartha Vidika. Gopinam kamataha krishne nisima prema sangamaha katyayanyat archanodhutat prasadam ohodayaha. Out of the desire these gopis had for Krishna arose the grace that resulted from their worship of Katyayani Devi. Pay attention. Pure love in contact with Krishna without any limits Nisima, he says, what does he say here? Nisima prema sangamaha. The contact in pure love without any limits. Think about it. The gopis are constantly having to struggle against limits. They're limited. All women are limited. That's the way society works. They couldn't just see him anytime. They're cursing Lord Brahma because he creates eyelids that blink. So what to speak of 8 hours every day when the Lord is out playing with his friends? How can they tolerate it? Nobody can tolerate this. Mother Yashoda does not even give him shoes. Because where has he got to go? She should stay at home. Krishna, of course, all little children, they want to grow up fast so that they can be more like the adults. And Krishna and Balaram also, they're just itching to get out of the house so that they can be big, responsible cowherds and go out for gocharan. But the mothers are not allowing because it's too dangerous. You can step on thorns and there are sharp rocks and, you know, there's snakes and scorpions and mosquitoes will bite you and, you know, horned animals and so many things. She's in anxiety all day long. That's why she goes to nearby Brahmanda god, Chintaharan Mahadev. Many of you, I'm sure, have been there. Because she's full of chinta. Chintamani. Her house is made out of stones that are anxious. I saw written on a एक दीवार पर लिखा हुआ एक दिन मैंने देखा कि चिंता मत करें चिंता न कीजिए. This is what the gopis are doing. We have a different kind of anxiety. Of course, the anxiety of the gopis were waiting for Krishna, waiting like anything for some utkanta. Why do you have this word, some utkanta? Samyak utkanta, total anxiety, total eagerness, anticipation. Utkanta, the anxious anxiety is so high that they're raising their necks as high as they can to see further. Mother Yashoda sends the gopis, tall gopis, mind you. She sends them to the Chandrashala on the roof so that they can look out, and even then they're stretching their necks. Samutkanta, in eagerness that maybe I can see a cloud of dust on the horizon, which means that he's coming. This kind of anxiety, this we find in the character of these gopis, spontaneous. We've already heard from Sanatana Goswami. This is the very character of the gopis. This is how it works in the spiritual world. So they, on this occasion, according to at least Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and hinted by others, they attain Nisima Prema Sangamaha, contact with Krishna to their heart's desire, without any, and also without any limitation. Later we'll see Ras Lila is coming, and that's the zenith of all Krishna's pastimes in Madhurya Rasa. Now the Madhurya Rasa is becoming to the forefront. We'll see in the next chapter also, when Krishna teases the gopis and fulfills the purpose for which they were worshipping Katyayani Devi. Tat prasadama hodayaha. The mercy of that deity gave them the son of Nanda as if their husband. So, this is the behavior to be emulated. These are the exemplars, supreme exemplars of Krishna bhakti, at least, if you're interested in Krishna bhakti. The most pleasing bhakti to Krishna is that bhakti which was offered by these gopis. Now, it's really significant, it's striking actually, to consider that the acharyas, as we've heard already, they are saying that the way that these gopis entered into those pastimes and experienced those pastimes is through their description of those pastimes. Varnayantya mito gopyaha, as the verse says. So really, there's no difference between the process, if you will, that the gopis are practicing and the process that we are practicing. all the at least the five major components of sadhana bhakti given in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami, they encapsulate what we find in Bhagavad Gita seed verses, Chatushloki. Machitta madgata pranam bodhayantaha parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. We just have to become like them. It's not anything different. It's so simple. It's too simple for many people. They think it's got to be, you've got to learn Sanskrit and you've got to do austerities in the Himalayas in some cave standing on your head for 100 years. It's so simple. We just have to surrender our minds and our words and our activities. Rupa Goswami says, who knows the verse I'm thinking of? Iha yasya. Jivan mukta sukchete. Even in this life, you can be liberated, and on that liberated platform only do you get param bhakti. Mad bhakti labhate param. Once you have this Brahmabhuta. So, we have to get there through the same process that the gopis relish. This is significant. In commenting on Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text number 9, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, sadhana dashayamabhi bhagyavashat bhajane nirvikne sampadyamane sati tushyanti. What does it mean? The devotee, tushyanti charamanti cha. It looks like there's a redundance there. And anybody who knows even first year Sanskrit, you're not allowed to, it's not allowed. Redundance is a major literary flaw that we don't tolerate. So what does he mean? Tushyanti cha, there are two of them. Tushyanti cha, ramanti cha. But they're not the same thing. Tushyanti cha means sadhana dashayamabhi. Even when you are a struggling sadhaka, like ourselves, bhagyavashat bhajane nirvikthe sampadyamane. If you can find yourself in a situation in which you can execute bhajan without any major obstacles, you are so fortunate. You could be in Afghanistan, or you could be in North Korea. How easy is it to practice Krishna consciousness there? Earlier in this chapter, we heard the gopis say, we think that the supreme vision for these eyes, for anyone who has eyes, they said, is to see these pastimes. Now think about that. Not everybody has eyes. Not everybody is even so fortunate that they can see the deity. Netrahim surdaste. But he had some internal divya drishti that he was able to see. But there are some creatures, unfortunate creatures, by dint of their bad activities, they're born without eyes. What a curse. We have the eyes. Jabalaga taname tapana vyapai tabalaga kari hari seva, it is said by one poet. See, as long as your eyes are in good working order, you should use them for seeing the deity. Bhadram karne bhishriniyama deva ityadi, and use your ears for hearing auspicious things, use your hands in auspicious. You can do it now as a human being. You cannot do it if you don't have hands, my friend. You can't hear anything if you have ears that are like what? Bhagavatam says?
Snakes.
Snakes. Maybe they have some kind of ears inside, but they don't have external ears. So, in this way, we're being encouraged. So, tushyanti cha is, we can do this. We can be satisfied that at least I have this opportunity. We can appreciate, have some gratitude, kritagnya. And then he says, tadaiva bhavi sriya sadhya dasham anusmritya ramanti cha. When we anticipate that the day is coming that when I hear these pastimes and when I describe these pastimes of Venugita, as the gopis have we've been hearing, then I can also enter into that real ramanti, the real relish, actual relish. So they're two different things. But we can begin it now, and you'll be very pleased to know that the process is the same in both stages. If you're a green mango, tik rahega. Green mango has its utility, right? Very healthy. It's not the same taste, but it's also good mango. Aam to aam hai. And pakka mango, if you eat that, it's also very relishable, but it's very sweet. So we're waiting a little bit for this kind of madhurya rasa, because we're apakva, kacha mangoes still. But mango to mango hai. And similarly, bhakta to bhakta hai. So we should, and sadhana to sadhana hai. We have our vaidhi bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti, and we have our raganuga sadhana bhakti. And either way, when we become, well, you'll know it. When you have reached the satya, you will know it. Nobody has to tell you. That's also stated in the 11th canto. Just like nobody has to tell you that, you know, you're satisfied by your meal. You know. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. Okay, so he says this. Manasa svabhrubhuna saharanti cheti raganuga bhakti dyodita. This he's also hinting at raganuga bhakti, the time when we can enjoy directly with the Lord. Kam se kam manme, manasa. So here we're hearing that this is what has happened already to these gopis. They're so fascinated. They're so entranced with Purvaraga that they cannot stop thinking about him. It's very difficult for them to carry on their household affairs because their minds are, what is that verse? I forget just now. Sanskrit. The gopi, she was going to sell her dahi and yogurt and things. But her mind was so entranced with Govinda that instead of calling out dahi, 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 she calls out Govinda Damodara Madhava. Krishna Vashad Avochat. Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. Okay. Madchitta means Mad Rupa Nama Guna Lila Madhurya Svadesho. Eva Labdhamanasa. When your mind is greedily and exclusively seeking the sweetness of the name, the form, the qualities, and the pastimes of Krishna, then you can be called Madchitta. Vikretu kamakila gopakanya murari padarpita chitta vrittihi. What is it in the third line? Anyway. Oh yeah. Dhyadikam mohavashad. Mohavashad. We've already heard from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in today's context. Ananda moham. So ananda mohavashad avochat Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, this gopi. This is how they are. They struggle. They struggle to keep their minds on their worldly, so-called worldly duties in exactly the same degree that we struggle to keep our minds on Krishna. We're exactly the opposite. But fear me, do not be discouraged. You just have to continue the same process that we've been given by Srila Prabhupada already. Hrishikesha sevana. Thus, whatever your senses want to do, yet you let them do that thing, but offer that to Krishna. If you want to see a beautiful form, vobhiti krahega, no problem. But see the beautiful form of Krishna. If you want to eat nice things, that's fine. Offer those things to Krishna. You want to hear nice music, that's great. Come to the 24-hour kirtan. Even better yet, take part. In this way, all the senses are employed. And tivra bhakti hona chahiye. To the extent that we have this tivrata, then we advance faster. And to the extent that we're casual and relaxed, and then hote hote, after who knows how many births, you can go on chanting. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, according to your karma, you'll take birth somewhere and you'll enjoy and suffer, but you can continue the process. If you don't commit offenses, this is the important thing. So, madgata prana, mam vina pranan tartam asamarthaha. Annagata prana nara itivat. Nice example. Raise your hand if you have not eaten for a few days. Anyone who has not eaten recently, just raise your hand. Everyone has eaten recently. And therefore, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says, this is the example. Just as we don't go even one day without eating, similarly, you should not go even one day without practicing Tivra Bhakti. If you take that up to that degree, then you will reach a stage in which it is intolerable for you to be separate from Krishna at any point. Pranan tadatam asamartha. This is what it means, madgata prana. Even the demons on the battle of Kurukshetra. Madhyakta jivitaha. The Kauravas were described as Maratha Tyakta Jivita. They're ready to give up their lives to me. If a demon can do this for some other demon, then what is the problem? Madgata prana. Have your whole life force turned over to me. Anyone who knows about Ayurveda, you know how subtle prana can be. It has to go deep. It has to be viscerally established. Very, very much in our chitta. And so that it permeates our bodies as well. This is how the devotees' bodies are considered to be red-hot iron, if you will. So, bodhayata, bhakti sarupa prakaradikam sohardena gyatayanta. They are, among themselves, they're talking about the different ways, the essence of bhakti, its essential nature, and the different ways to perform bhakti. Very heartfelt, they're describing. And Mahamadhura Rupa Guna Lila Mahodathin Katayantaha. Discussing. Katayanta means they're talking about this great ocean of sweetness, the supreme sweetness, which is Rupa Guna Lila. The Lord's form, the Lord's qualities, and the form of the Lord's pastimes. Note bene, these things all come from the Lord's nama. Hare nama iva kevalam. Only three things are mentioned here, but they're all, because they're all coming from the name, there's no need to mention the name. It's called Yuga and he's writing this. Gyavyanti. So, madhrupadi vyakhyaneno kirtanadikam kurvanta ityevam sarva bhaktishvu atishreshtha smarana shramana kirtanani uktamani. But in this particular verse, this is Bhagavad Gita 10 canto chapter 9, because it's so similar to what we're discussing here, this summarization of the chapter. Smarana shravana and kirtana, they're mentioned, and smarana as well, it's understood that they mean to this only. So this is our only responsibility in life. We think we have so many other important things to do, and maybe we do, on some level at least, but what really matters after death is whatever bhajan you've done during life. The test is at death. My father died many years ago. He had spinal cancer. Because he was pious, he was spared from the usually terrible pain that spinal cancer patients suffer. They can't move. He was spared from that because it metastasized and something else got him instead. But I was visiting him in the hospital regularly, of course. But what really struck me is that that was the first time in my life that I had spent a good amount of time in hospitals. And what really struck me was I looked around and saw the condition of all the other patients in the hospital. Somebody has gone insane with senility. Somebody else has lost control of their bowels. Someone else can't see anything. Someone else is afraid of dying. I mean, so many things that come and attack us all at once as we approach death. So what to speak of the time of death itself? when things become so intolerable in this material mind-body complex that you can't even tolerate to stay. That is the test. If you can somehow fix your mind, you don't even have a mind at that point. Think about it. Everything is taken away. But if it has gone so deep, then on the spiritual level, you're still able to remember. One of my god sisters was in an old age home. She had severe, I think, Alzheimer's disease. She couldn't remember her family members, couldn't remember anything of her life. She didn't, nothing. Didn't know what day it was. But some devotees went to visit her, and they started chanting Hare Krishna. And immediately it came back to her, and she starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. How do you do that without intelligence, without a mind, without ego? I mean, this Krishna consciousness is a very special process. It is, therefore, it's offensive to consider it. What is that verse? Dharma vrata tyaga hutari sarva shapakriya apisamyam. It's offensive to consider it equal to any other pious activity. It is not like that. Only this thing is happening at this deep level that it can carry you across at the time of death, across the ocean of material existence. So, as we said already, it's a very simple process, and we've been given everything for free, and I do mean everything. Everything has been given to us. It's all here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in our bead bag, here in the temple, especially in the early morning. Everything is, whatever we need is here. Every dust is manifesting the spiritual realm here. every kana kana mehen bhagavan, they say, but khaskar brindavan mein. So, let us take advantage of this while we can. And let us not forget how we have come to this unimaginable good fortune by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We'll stop here, but if anybody has any questions or any comments, I can take a few maybe. Yes, Prabhupada. Jose Borgia.
Don't cease to be present in the Buddha classes. Thank you. I have a question. If someone is a member of this movement, does it mean necessarily that his original relationship with Krishna is a fundamental relationship? Or he would have a different type of relationship?
Okay, well, I suppose I did mention this indirectly, but, and it's kind of touchy, in certain quarters at least. What I've understood from reading Srila Prabhupada's books is that one can cultivate a relationship with Krishna in any one of five flavors, primary rasas. And Prabhupada is so liberal that he even includes Shantarasa, which some acharyas don't. But, particularly we are interested in Dasya Bhav because Dasya Bhav is generic and Dasya Bhav permeates all the other bhavas. So first things first, let us get it down first, this Dasya Bhav. That is what we have to work on. And then Hote Hote, everything else will become revealed to us. But it may be revealed in a friendly way, it may be revealed in a parental way, and it may be revealed in a conjugal way. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mainly came to give that thing which was not given by anyone before, at least not explicitly. And that is, what does he call it? Anarpita Shidim? Karaniyavatina Kalao Samarpayatan Unnato Jvala Rasa. The most elevated and blazing rasa, Ujvala Rasa. That is, it was mentioned here by Sanatana Goswami, I think it was, the gopis were suffering from the fire of this love. It's hot. Hot bhakti. So, Premagni, That is Madhurya Rasa. So that is the main thing. There's no doubt about it. But Srila Prabhupada accommodates all five rasas as far as I've seen in his books. Is that okay? Anyone else have any questions or any comments? Prema Madhuri, does it refer to Madhuri Rasa only or all the rasas? Well, depends on who you ask, I suppose, doesn't it? The word Madhuri itself, it's played around with quite a bit by our acharyas because of its ambiguity. It can mean generic sweetness, and every rasa has sweetness, there's no doubt. Or, if you really want to intensify the taste of this Madhuri Rasa, then you can insist that this is referring to the gopi's conjugal affection. Either way, I don't think you can exclude any, but certainly our acharyas, all of them, have emphasized very clearly this Madhuri Rasa in order to satisfy the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's another one. Anandalilamayavigrahaya Hemabhadivyatavisundaraya Tasmai Mahapremarasa Pradaya. Mahapremarasa. What is that? Is Madhurya Rasa? Chaitanya Chandraya Namonamaste. Okay, I don't want to take too much time here. Thank you all very much for listening so patiently. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.